Hello, Ollie Works. Jade speaking.
Hello, Jade. This is Ted. I'm following up from my contact through your website form and our email exchange.
Oh, nice to meet you by telephone, Ted. How can I help you?
Well, you know I'm an engineer with only a bit of background on Shakespeare, but I have seen the occasional play. Also, I've done some research in the last couple of days.
That's good to hear.
Yes, it is. I'm a man who needs to be thorough.
I understand.
Essentially, I need to know a bit more about this workshop before I commit. Are you open to a few questions?
Why, yes, sure thing. What would you like to know?
Well, to begin with, why has Ollieworks chosen The Merry Wives of Windsor as the first play to adapt for its Shakespeare series? It doesn't seem to be that well regarded by critics.
Well, we needed something reasonably straightforward to start. It is not a complicated play, but nevertheless, there are some humorous twists. Some Shakespeare scholars believe this play was commissioned by Queen Elizabeth, and it had to be written in haste.
So there was a tight deadline. How long?
Only 2 weeks were allotted, that's all.
A play written in 2 weeks? Is that so hard?
Maybe it was very difficult to produce a play in 14 days, and equally hard to generate a quality play.
Well, engineers know about the time versus quality trade-off, all right. However, I'm not convinced that applies to theatrical writing.
Oh, so I gather you are a writer with some knowledge of playwriting?
Not precisely. In fact, I was a writer. I'm not sure I am anymore. So, can you give me a summary of the plot? I haven't gotten around to reading about that.
All right. So a leading man and an accomplished actor in a couple of Shakespeare's earlier history plays, who played a knight and was popular with audiences, is revealed as a conniving fool in this play. His name is Sir John Falstaff.
Oh, what happened?
Basically, he tried to seduce two married women named Margaret Page and Alice Ford. They are called Mistress Page and Mistress Ford in the original play, after their husbands. All a little long-winded, if I have to say.
So, what strategy did he use?
He used identical love letters. The two women compared notes and found him out.
That sounds a bit dull-witted for a knight. And why would he do that? Were there not other ladies around?
It is clear from the beginning of the original play that Sir John was not after the ladies themselves, but rather their money.
Their money. I thought he was a knight.
He was a knight, but not a terribly honourable one. To get right to the point, Sir John was famous for drinking, carousing, petty thievery, and being broke.
And audiences like that dissolute behavior?
Maybe. In the earlier history plays, it seems they found the idea of his being a close companion of the heir to the throne, Prince Hal, intriguing.
Which history plays?
The ones about Henry IV and Henry V. He was not cast as a ladies' man in those plays.
But in this play, he turns to romance and seduction. Is that the humorous twist you referred to earlier?
Oh, my Ted, you have a good memory. Yes, that is one of them. It is thought that Queen Elizabeth desired to see Sir John play a man in love.
Oh, so she ordered a comedy.
I suppose you could call it a comedy, yes.
Well, without my diligent research, I wouldn't know the difference between a comedy and a tragedy in the Renaissance period. Now I understand that tragedies were reserved for royalty, whereas comedies were about marriages of the nascent middle class. So is there a happy ending with a wedding at the end?
Well, she does get a wedding at the end, but not one for Sir John.
Okay, so who does get married in the end?
It's the daughter, Anne Page. This is the subplot in the play.
Could you explain a bit more?
Get on with it! Off with their heads!
Sorry, Ted, I have to go.
That sounds serious. Okay, Jade, I'll catch you later. Bye.